episode. It's a filler filler 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 episode.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest.
I ain't not gonna.
Who else is with? I was like, what is he waiting for?
I'm waiting for my introduction, man.
Sorry, who else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And that signifies the end of our introductions.
Yep.
So it's just
us. I think Ben would be okay with that if he was replaced by an opening of a can.
You know what? There you go. There you go.
There we go. That's what we're going to do from now on, everybody.
Is open cans.
Is opening a can. Yeah.
Ben, you are, if you're listening, your contributions
listen
are just,
to this.
Just as important as the opening of a can of bubbly. So there you go.
Oh, more so. I'm just saying, I think he would be okay with the substitution if he's not going to be here.
No, I'm pretty sure, Ben, what Colb is saying is your contributions are equal to a can of sparkling water.
That's interesting. You know, maybe I did say that. Freudian slip.
You
I
did
guess.
Technically. Freudian slip. Oh, funny. Well, this is fun. This is actually a part two of an episode. Well, not of an episode of a. It's part two.
Part two.
It's not a series. Part two.
I know. We're just gonna keep on.
Yep.
Doing those
keep
kind
going.
Of things.
So if you have not listened to part one of this two-parter, we did a prediction episode. It's pretty crucial. So I would actually recommend you just stop right here, go backwards. It shouldn't be very far. Should probably just be maybe it's either back to back, depending on how we need to release things, or it's going to be like prior to a series in between these. Just go find it.
You'll find
and
it.
It's going to be prediction game ramens part one. So find that. And yeah, we're watching a show. We're watching a show and we have watched three episodes prior to this. And we made a ton of predictions, a ton, a whole episode, podcast episodes worth of predictions, trying to think through how does this show end? And we got pretty specific, Colb. Like I re-listened to our thing and wrote out a list, which I then sent to you. It's real specific, some of the details. And that's
got to be, otherwise it's not fun.
Yeah, as a game.
If we did a broad statement like, oh, I think their town won't get destroyed by a bomb.
Characters develop.
Like, oh. Yeah, characters develop.
So
they eat ramen one more time. Like, oh, that's great prediction.
Yep. So, yeah. So we made predictions together, or ones that we both agreed on. We have differing predictions. And it's good. I don't think we'll spend much time specifically on plot. I am going to ask you how you enjoyed the show as a whole, but I'm just curious to see our score. And I wrote down how I felt we scored. I went through all the predictions and as I was watching, like walk through them. And Colb, I've really got to applaud us. We did really well. We did really well. Well, we would have if the show ended on episode four.
Yeah. That's okay. There you go. That's what I was waiting for.
Oh my gosh. I watched episode four and like 6 minutes. I literally looked at the timer. I was like, it's been like 6 minutes and there's so many of our predictions are either out the window or fulfilled. And now I don't know what's going to happen another 8 episodes.
We made the mistake of thinking that the main problem in these first 3 episodes would continue to the very end. But
zero.
They did not.
Not
they
at all.
Restarted so the entire story.
It was terrible. It was so bad. I was just like, well, my homework is done. Yeah. But there was some things that were either general enough or they weren't as tied to certain plot lines that they continued on. So It was still fun to watch the show. And it actually made it a lot easier to watch the show as a whole, just to enjoy the show, because it was like, oh, I'm not doing homework. I'm actually just watching the show. Yeah, but yeah, so I'm just going to go through some of them and you can talk about how you felt about them. We'll also talk about the show. But I made a prediction that Lynn would not die in episode 4 from the trap being set for him, which was true. I was correct.
Yep.
I made a prediction that there would be a lot of conflict between Lynn and Bamba. That also, in my opinion, was true.
To a point. Yeah. Nothing huge. More like little snippy things. An odd couple. So I'd give you half a point.
I would say you're right. So I do have in here like ish. So this was true-ish. It was true-ish.
Half a point.
Yeah. There was a major gang war between the major bodyguards and the mob. I was dead wrong about that.
Mayor bodyguards and the mob.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you were completely wrong. They teamed up and flat. Then they all died immediately.
That which we will get to. We had some very specific death predictions, which were all over the place. The team is Lynn, Bamba, and the newbie with a bar guy assisting from afar. Flat wrong.
Newbie does almost nothing in this show except be bait sometimes.
The newbie is a trope character. Yeah. The newbie doesn't do anything. Not as involved as I thought that he was going to be. The mayor's son will die before the last two episodes, but in the latter half of the show. Flat wrong again.
Wrong.
Completely wrong. Bamba will almost die at the end of the show, and Lynn will realize he's his only friend, and they will form a team. True-ish.
Close. True-ish. I was gracious, and I said, I'll give you a full point on that one. Because he does
Yeah. It didn't happen the way in my brain I thought, but what I wrote on paper and what I said,
it worked. If I didn't hear you explain it in the episode, and I just read this, I'd be like, that's almost exactly what happened. But it's not.
Right.
Exactly it's what not. Happened. But it's good enough.
Doctor gets one and only one more showing. Flat wrong. Doctors all throughout the episodes.
But at the same time, he doesn't do anything.
Oh, yes. So you are correct there, because you say that somewhere that he doesn't do anything.
He rearranges some faces, like, and then that's it.
Yeah. Very fly on the wall character. But
does he even play baseball with him?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. So he's not even in that.
But he shows up at other things.
Yeah.
The hitman killer comes back in the last third of the show. Wrong again.
Oh boy.
Biggest plot twist of the movie. Our main character, Bamba, is the hitman killer. What? Were you expecting that?
Not even close.
What? Okay, like, so he shows up to save Lynn as the hitman killer, and I was like, brilliant, Bamba. You're pretending to be the hitman killer. Mm-hmm. This is great. Yep. No, he's the actual one.
I thought he was pretending also until he started slashing everybody up, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
is he the real thing?
Oh, gosh, he's like the real dude. Yeah, and it makes sense now why the ramen guy was like, oh, this is going to, like, they ask Pops, the guy who runs the ramen shop, he's like, how is that going to work?
He says this might be one time he doesn't do it or something like that.
Right. He might
not going to kill
and
himself.
You're like, oh, yeah. And then you're like, oh, that makes sense. Like, they know. And so they're like, that's stupid.
yeah. Bamba so being the hitman killer. I'm going to bring back an old saying. It wasn't what I expected. It wasn't what I wanted.
Mm.
But it's what we got.
That's what we got. Yep. It's a good one of our slogans.
I didn't want that at all. I wanted there to be that mysterious assassin out there that everyone's afraid
Same. Of. Same. Wasn't what we expected. Wasn't what we wanted. That's what we got. Last but not least for me was newbie is forced to kill someone, protecting someone he cares about, and that snaps him out of things. Wrong. He does throw a baseball. he does overcome that little fear of his, but no, Newbie doesn't do jack squat.
Not in that. No, he doesn't.
Yep. Kolb, do you care to share some of yours?
So my first one is a pretty broad one. A lot of bad guys get justice in a violent way. They will die violently. And that's true.
Ding, ding, ding.
But it was very broad and it happened immediately. They all got slashed.
Yeah. So again, if I'm reading on paper, I'd be like, yeah, you're right about the theme of this show. But I also, behind the scenes, know what you mean of, you were talking about the mob. You were talking about all the people that died in episode 4.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought
all of them die.
I thought it was gonna be a slow climb to the big bad guy at the end where they're killing each individual bad guy. No.
Nope. Even the main bad guy is, we zero way of predicting that. So anyway, we'll get there. Yeah. What else you got?
A lot of characters won't have huge arcs or much resolution to their plots at all. And
I graded this as wrong-ish. I think you're correct enough. I would give you like a half point.
But I would say of our two main characters, Bamba and Lin, Lin definitely had an arc.
Oh, majorly.
Going from not trusting anybody to trusting now his circle of friends. So that's a big arc. And Bamba doesn't really have an arc, but that's fine. But one of our characters did. So I feel like that's where I got.
The reason I actually got it wrong-ish is Mushroom Head. Because I do remember you voiced that a lot of the characters, meaning a lot of the side characters. And so in a sense, I would say you're not that wrong. There's a big argument that you get a point on this. But there are some characters that kind of surprise you, like Mushroom Head getting a...
Yeah, I would say he got depth, but he didn't have an arc. He was basically the same when he started, when he ended.
That's fair. So let's give you a point for that one.
Okay.
If I
graded my own paper, I would say half a point because our main characters, half of them had an arc. But anyway.
Yep. They're only half a person. So
Mayor's son dies in the first half before episode 6. I got that right.
Ding.
I read faster
than we anticipate.
I don't remember saying that, but I read it. I'm like, oh man, that's great. Nice job, me from the past.
So I can't remember. I'll reference why you said that later. So keep going.
That's fair. All right. Show ends with Bamba and Lin forming a detective team.
Ding, ding, ding.
You going to count that one?
I guess the last shot is Lin and Bamba. Yeah, I mean, they've kind of formed like a group, but the team is Lin and Bamba for sure.
Right.
They're like roommates now, and they've got that odd couples thing, like you said. Like, they're the team. Because everybody else, they have their own thing they do as well by themselves.
I feel like when but I was
you
picturing
it. But you know it's Lin and Bamba now.
Right. Yeah, When I was picturing it, I was thinking it would be like they would have their own little business cards now called La Bamba, you know, Lin and Bamba or whatever.
So La Bamba is a Mexican restaurant here.
I know. It's also a song.
It's true.
I thought they were going to do it like that. They were going to go more into it saying like, hey, we are now this group and it's going to be me and him and we've got our own little card. And we're going to be assassination team or a detective team, whatever it's going to be. But so they were still a team at the end, but they didn't go that deep into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. I'd still give you a point, but I understand.
Okay. Detective Friend gets one more showing and busts the mayor.
Wrong.
Yeah. I thought the mayor was going to be one of the last villains to be taken down.
He didn't even get a real villain takedown. He's like a side screen.
He was like,
the television. TV, yeah. It's like, wrong. Oh, mayor arc is done. That was quick.
And the detective shows up a few more times, more than once. Okay, next. Hitman killer is not after Lin or Bamba.
Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, because I got it, right?
No, yeah, 100% you did.
But again,
now, never mind that they're the same person, but on paper, 100%.
If we're going with just what was written down, yeah, I absolutely got that right.
That's what we're going with.
Okay.
I wrote down what the words that we said was. Yeah.
Okay.
So
Hitman Keller shows up twice more, once to kill the mayor's son and once at the end. Didn't get that right.
So
he showed up where the entire show.
That's where your mayor son dies prediction came from. As you were saying, he's going to show up and he's going to be spooky, mysterious, and he's going to kill the mayor's son. And then it's, you remember we said it's going to put Lynn in a spiral. That's coming later.
Yeah.
That was our whole mass. We had a whole like big brain explosion meme about that. None of it was true, but, well, it kind of true. We'll get to that. But that was our whole like huge, like this could be a great arc. And it all came unraveled because Bamba was the Hitman Killer.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, if one of us would have predicted that, like, that would have been. Ugh.
If one of us had predicted this show, we should be going. I don't know what we should be doing,
but create our own show.
Getting money for something. Yeah.
Yeah. Get a writer's check from someone. I don't know. And then last one, it looks like on mine, newbie doesn't ever kill anyone.
True.
I got that right. And goes back to playing pro baseball, pitching for Japan.
That wasn't
true.
I wrote down here almost true, and it's definitely a point because you said he didn't kill anyone, he goes back to playing baseball. You did add the clause. We said Kolb wins the whole game if this comes true. So I'm gonna separate that.
Yeah.
Because that is basically all he did was play baseball the rest of the show. So I'm going to say you got it right. Yeah, not professional, but also that took me by surprise. Like how much baseball is in this show. And all the old hitmen are old baseball players, all of them. So correlations.
Well, I mean, if you look at all the episode names, they're all revolving around about baseball terms. Yeah. Which you didn't get at first, but then after a while, you're right. Like, oh, they're all baseball terms.
Yep, yep.
It really did. Maybe that's why I like the show, like, because I love baseball so much. Yeah.
That could be it. Well, we can alternate on this one. So these are our both and both of us. Doctor and Detective Friend won't be involved much. I put wrong-ish because they weren't involved much, but they did show up almost every episode from here on out.
They say a few lines here and there, and
yeah,
then they leave. They get off screen.
They're very flat. Very flat characters. They don't do much. Yeah. But
I think they're just there for the audience's, like, their mental state. Like,
right.
How does an assassin team do what they do without really hurting themselves? Oh, they got a doctor. How are they still doing this without getting arrested? They've got a detective friend who kind of covers things up for them if they're doing something that's beneficial to the town or the city. So, I think they're just there for that reason.
Yep. What's our next prediction?
Hitman Killer kills Eyepatch.
Ding, ding, ding.
We got that one.
Again, on paper, we got
immediately we got that one. I was like, I was hoping for more of a...
of the fourth episode.
Yeah. I was hoping for more of like a stare down. Like, oh no, that's him.
Oh, it was like, so bad. It was a terrible death. He's like half afraid, cowering behind some boxes. And he's like, no, I've got to face this. Oh, I died. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, Eyepatch was not the threat I thought he was going to be.
He was not. They built him up, though. They built that whole mayor... That mayor,
the first three episodes,
bodyguard team.
It's so deceptive. Yeah. So deceptive. Anyway, this is the next one. Lynn spirals from the Hitman Killer killing mayor's son and leaves Bamba and then comes back to the team. So this one, some of this is true. Lynn does what we thought he would do. He does leave Bamba. It's actually a main plot arc. He leaves Bamba and they do rejoin to be a team, but it is definitely not a spiral from the Hitman Killer killing the mayor's son the way we thought. The Hitman Killer does kill the mayor's son, but it's not that spiral. It's a different spiral. So we're true-ish on this one. True-ish. Not enough to get a point, in my opinion, but it's the heart was there and we got the heart.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to explain this one because I don't remember this. The big mob organization doesn't crash, but pulls out and leaves the local mob to die. What were we talking about?
Oh, so this one. Yeah. So there's the local mob that's like the Chinese mafia that is recruiting old Yakuza members. And that's who the mob that dies. That's who they are. And we had predicted, because we thought they were the big bad guys at the end, we were predicting that this crazy, like, mysterious mob person at the top, which I think he died. He's the guy that died from the girl, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He died too.
off screen.
Yeah. Our prediction was he's not going to be as involved, and that our team is going to go after the local mob. And when it comes clutch time where the local mob could be rescued by the big mob, the big mob's like, nope, we're going to let you have the consequences of your actions.
I see.
We're going to pull away. Local mob falls, but the big mob is not really that involved. Turns out none of that was true. And the big guy died from a random assassination off screen. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. Another one for spoiler. True-ish, mob boss hires white-haired dude to take out Lin and Bamba. That is true-ish. White-haired Ish. Dude does get hired to take out the hitman killer, which is Bamba. And him and Lin have a lot of confrontation. So look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
But it wasn't mob boss. Now you... It was another assassination group, right?
It was a different mob. Yeah. It was a different mob. It wasn't the mob. That's why it was true-ish, but it wasn't true. Now, you had a secondary prediction. Yeah, that's what that drop-down is. The white-haired dude is very skilled, and then side plot is the newbie has to fight him. That was wrong, but also right.
Right.
Yeah, so he is very skilled.
White-haired guy is very skilled. He can hold his own against Bamba.
Yeah, against Bamba. That's actually the main rivalry, is him and Bamba.
Yeah, and I didn't expect it to be a fun rivalry. Did you?
I know. It was a buddy cop rivalry. Like, right. gosh, dang it. Why are you at my batting cages? Now we're going to compete about baseball. Like, that type of rivalry. Like, I'm just better than you. And I was like, oh.
One of those, you can't die because I have to kill you type rivalries.
Yes. Yeah. I'll save you today to kill you tomorrow.
And Goku.
It is very Vegeta and Goku. Not as enjoyable, but. Bamba's very enjoyable. White haired dude, not as enjoyable.
He grew on me.
He did at the end.
Yeah.
When he just walks away. I was like, good for him. Good for some growth. Mm-hmm. Growth from the white haired dude. He kind of reminds me of a Bakugo character. He's a little yelly.
I know.
He's a little
is
like
that just a trope now. Is Bakugo just it a is trope? Trope? Oh goodness.
I don't know if he was the ultimate trope of that trope, but he for us, that is the trope here on the show.
The solidification of that trope is Bakugo.
He's the yelling, like, angry dude that just is like, I don't want this weapon. Well, you have to use the weapon. I don't want to do that. You have to do that.
I don't like when people are better than me.
Oh, fight you. Don't die. I have to kill you myself. But I'm actually your friend. Midoriya. Stupid Midoriya. Stupid Deku. I mean, Bamba. That was all in the show.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
For verbatim. Yeah. Now, I didn't write down... We have our next section is people who will die. Now, technically, I should have also... I should have written it down based on how the show went. I didn't write down... We said these are people that won't die. And we actually got some of that wrong. We said that the big mob boss... won't die, for example, and we were wrong about that. Yeah. However, that list was definitely a lot less wrong. The not die list was quite like, oh, okay, it would have been pretty boring, but that is one that I want to point out. Like, we said the big mob boss would not die and he did, so we were wrong. Yeah, so I've got some initials here, KNC, Justin Kolb, so that shows who predicted what. We're all the same except for
one.
You predicted that one difference. Yeah. So how did we do, Colb? We had five predictions of people who would die.
All of our villains, we got correct. All of our heroes and anti-heroes. And, yeah, and anti-heroes, we got wrong. So,
yeah. So
the ones we got right.
You go ahead.
Mob boss. Eye patch.
Check.
Mayor's son.
Episode four. All of them.
All of them in one episode.
Yeah.
We both thought the torturer guy from the avenging group, we thought he was going to die in some sort of sacrificial way.
Right.
He did not die. None of our good guys
enjoyed that.
Died.
Nope. At all. It was one of those shows. It's one of those shows.
Now, I was under the impression that Tech Kid was going to die because I thought I had a prediction of him betraying everybody. And then
Multiple times.
Yeah. And then his betrayal would turn back on him when whoever the betrayer was would come back after him, whatever. So I thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
That did not happen. If he betrayed somebody, it was usually part of a bigger plan.
Yep. Or because he forgot. So like the trope of getting newbie into trouble as a diversion. I did love that. Like, it was always funny to me. Or he showed up at the restaurant to like convince Lynn not to leave, and he's like, oh yeah, he's the only one I didn't text. He's just always left out. It just made me laugh a lot.
That's true. He betrayed Lynn's trust a whole bunch that day because he told everybody what Lynn said not to say.
Technically,
everybody
only said not to tell Bamba, and he told everybody else.
That's true.
So, okay, so that's our predictions. I didn't count them. That wasn't really the point for me, but we were so wrong.
It's so funny.
Embarrassingly terrible.
Us thinking through our predictions, we're like, oh, this could make a really great show if everything happens this way. And then everything happened that way one episode later. And we're like, okay, maybe we're not as good as we think we are.
Oh, I felt like I could only laugh. I was just like, this is so bad. As the episode unfolded, I was like, are you serious? Like, all of my predictions are happening in 15 minutes, because then there's like the wrap up of the 5 minute wrap up. And I'm like, 15 minutes is all it took. And all of them are gone. It was great. No, but I had a lot of fun doing this game. I think that this actually taught me a lot about how much I stereotype plot lines. It was very enjoyable to watch the rest of the show because I really was going one direction with this show. And to be so wrong, I was intrigued by what was going to happen. I was like, I literally have no idea what's about to happen. So, yeah, let's figure this out. I do think I'm going to pay more attention to intro songs if we do this again, because the intro song had more in it than we gave it credit for. So even the main rivalry of the show between Lynn and his old partner in a war camp, which is the
main rivalry of the end of the show.
Yeah, the end of the show. Latter third of the show. That was the culmination of the show. That was in the that was hinted at. So I think I just need to pay a lot more attention to the intro and learn to analyze that. It actually made it a more enjoyable watch. Like, I was so excited to see like what is going to happen. And there was a lot of fun elements. The show was a good show. It was a fun show.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I think the biggest thing that got me was I don't think I knew what the tone was going to be going in after those three episodes. If I knew that.
Because it was very serious at the beginning.
Yeah. Like the murder of his sister, a horrible murder of Lynn's sister. The idea of this town being, run by hitmen. And so there's a lot of murder going on. You would think like, okay, there's some funny moments with the quirky Bamba, but the major thrust of the show is going to be pretty graphic and mature. But then
it actually slowed down a lot.
They play a lot of baseball. You said that. They play a lot of baseball.
Yeah. So literally on screen.
It slows down. It gets like more lighthearted. And then you get one backstory of Lynn and his upbringing and that
murder, is rough.
Murder camp. You're like, oh, we're back to serious. But then the rest of it's still kind of.
The present is very lighthearted. His past is very serious.
So I think if we understood that, our predictions would be a lot different.
But we only got three episodes.
But we only
25% got 25% of the 25%. Show. 25% of the show.
They're rules. We wrote these rules down. And by that, I mean we just try to remember them.
We just picked rules out of a hat. No, it's fun. So we won't focus too much on the show. If you like, if that sort of show sounds like it'd grab you, you know, we've already given four warnings. It's a little more mature of a show. But go watch that if you want. I do want to know where it fits in your rankings, obviously. Okay.
Sure.
And then I'm curious more of like, would you do this again? And what are your takeaways from this game? Because I'll have my takeaways later, but I would totally do this again. The prediction game.
Me too. Fun. It was fun. It does make your, it's like, you know, gambling is not necessarily good, but if you like throw a dollar down with your friend, like, hey, I bet this dollar that whatever team is going to win, it makes it more fun. You know what I mean? So
you have a little bit of stakes,
a little bit of stakes. It doesn't have to, don't gamble your life away, everybody. But you know, sometimes that stuff can be fun.
We got to put disclaimers now. We are anti-gambling.
We don't appreciate it or say
we don't promote gambling.
Yeah. Promote is the word I was looking for, but I said appreciate.
Appreciate. Okay. We don't appreciate gambling.
Yeah.
It's also true.
So yeah, I would absolutely do this again. It was fun. Made my viewing experience better. All right. Well, if we're going to rank it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where does it sit for you?
Oh, were you about to say something else?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Out of 86 shows, it sits at 49.
Okay. So about halfway. So
about halfway.
A little less. A little less than halfway.
Below Jujutsu Kaisen.
Wow. So that says a lot about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen has not grabbed me as much as it has grabbed most of yours.
Yeah.
So it's at the very end of my blue category, which is good with very few complaints.
Okay.
Very tail end.
I think is the same category as my green category, which is green is great, few, no issues. Yeah. So that's like the same category that's in for me.
Okay.
So for me, it's 74 total shows, and similarly, it is at 36. So, you know, it's not too far down.
Your is more the top half.
Yeah, middle top.
Right. Barely above the top. Right, barely above the middle.
Yeah. And for context, it's right below Bleach, and right above Bleach is Fairy Tail. So Bleach is 35 and Fairy Tail is 34 in my list.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And then it is right above Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead, then the Yakuza Guide to Babysitting, then your boy Kong Ming. So basically where this show sits for me, this will help you. I watched a bunch of shows that are really good, but they're not home runs, to use our show's analogy. Nice. They're not home runs. So like this newer show, which I've watched enough to rank, it's 9 episodes worth. And the show has kept the same trajectory. They are not gonna in the last 3 episodes deviate from the formula they have. I don't think not enough.
Did you say Zom 100?
Mm-hmm. So that show,
I think that's the nature of a zombie show.
Yeah. It's a type of show. There was another show, The Yakuza's Guide to Babysitting. It was very enjoyable. Not like a 10 out of 10. And those type of shows, I've watched a lot of those in the recent past, and they've all fit into this section. It's like, oh, that's a that type of show. It's like, it has enough twists to like bump it out of that category, but it's not amazing enough for me to be like, oh, it was in here. You know what I mean? Like, it was really rocking. So it's above a middle class show, but it's not going to have some of the highs. Like for context, above Fairy Tail, and Bleach, which they just have problematic filler and a bunch of stuff, is like Skullface, Cells at Work, Death Note Odd Taxi. It's getting up to the blue category, which is like near perfect for me. So it's right there at the bottom of the, hey, we're approaching a really, really great stuff here, but just a little bit holding you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's also, I think, the nature of a shorter show. You don't have as much time to latch on to these characters.
Yeah. Notable exceptions to that are like Erased. Actually, that's my go-to show for like a 12 episode show that is phenomenal and you're not going to get any more is Erased. That's kind of my standard. If you can grip me like that, then you're good to go. The only reason that show keeps dropping is because there's shows that put out more and more and more and more seasons that they just climb. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Erased's fault that it's dropping. It's just more content keeps coming, and that's the nature of a 12 episode show. I'm only going to get that one season.
Yeah.
And not every show could be tried. For
shows like Erased, adding to it would be a mistake.
Very much so.
But I feel like shows like this one, adding to it would not be a mistake. Yeah. I feel like they could continue this story.
If they did more with this world, I would want some pretty in-depth growth.
Oh yeah,
for sure. If they didn't grow the whole team is what I mean. Like,
yeah,
side characters is actually what I'm talking about. But if they didn't grow those characters, it would tank. It would go lower for me. If they did, they developed the assassin world. Could be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't think they will, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
It's fun. Well, yeah. There you go. Our little filler experiment.
It was fun to do.
It was fun to do. We'll have to keep this one. I think this was a fun, like, this is kind of a new style. It's one that Ben could jump in on, which is fun. It's not one that's like show specific where it's like, oh, me and Colb have watched this.
Right.
We could do it even with a guest. Could be a fun one with a guest if it's someone like Gene who's really into anime.
That's true.
They might enjoy it. They might enjoy that. Yeah, I think it could have its place in returning as a regular segment. It's also not a high commitment because it's two episodes of recordings worth. So, you know, it's not like we have to watch a ton of stuff and record multiple episodes. It's just like watch the first 25%, record that, and then at some point we just have to finish the show and talk about how wrong we were.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like that aspect of this experiment is like there, once you've done the footwork at the beginning, you really just have to watch the show. And even if you record it way later, it's not that big of a deal. Cause if you just take in notes of, if you got it right, that's it. Like it's not a high stakes thing or not high involvement thing. So that's good. So yeah, that's good. Right. I think we'll,
and with very specific guesses or predictions, it's easy remember. Oh, that obviously didn't happen. Like, so there's not a lot of mental thought with this too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. No, it's good. I think we'll do it again. I will.
Getting a third person would be a lot of fun too.
It would be a lot of fun. I think an interesting. So there was a show you almost picked one time. I think you've watched a little bit of it, but it was more of a horror show, a thriller horror. And I remember thinking after we didn't do that one on the podcast that, man, if this had been the one we were doing, I don't think I would have gotten anything right. And I didn't get anything right on this show, which I thought was going to be more stereotypical, but a psychological twist show, I'm guaranteed to fail. So we got to find that show that's like a happy medium of like this show where you think you have a handle on it and it seems to be mainstream, but then whoop, it's just going to like sucker punch.
Yeah, I think this is a good one. It threw us a curveball. Baseball.
Baseball. We were definitely three strikes and you're out. By the end of the fourth episode, we were done. Oh, gosh. Well, it was fun. Any final thoughts?
Nope. I mean, the show wasn't bad. I thought it was going to be a train wreck. Like,
No. It's better than some of the other shows we watched.
Yeah. We just didn't want to give you another, hey, here's a show we watched. Let's just talk about it scene by scene like we've done in the past. We want to do something different. Yeah. And I was like, let's pick something that could be crazy. And I didn't think this one would get that crazy.
Like, which, for context, usually fillers are revolving around that, where we both have happened to have seen two things. That's usually what a filler is. One of us of the three hasn't seen it. This one we purposely set out to watch a new show. So it's good. Well, I have no idea where this is going to slot in, listeners. It could be the year 2026 for all I know. Who knows? But if you're listening from 2026, we recorded this in 2023, so let us know how the world is so we can prepare for it. Hope you join us again next week for however many dads we have on the show at that point. Just kidding. It'll probably come out in the next month or so. Cool. I think I have a spot where I want to put it in, but either way, listener and viewers, we hope you come back for another Three Dads Talking About Anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys love
guys having, start having, and having kids, children,
dads,
and so
become fathers
and each have kids
separately?
Went on to each didn't play separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime. Three dads talking about anime.